We have spoken to you before about the problematic position of needing something outside of you to fill you. And now we would like to speak about another aspect, and that is what it is you want to fill you. You are in a world now where the terrors of this misunderstanding have acted out on a very large and lethal stage. And here is the thing. The people who have done and are doing this kind of activity are empty. They are empty. We cannot say in every situation exactly what the emptiness comes from. But when they went to a spiritual source to try to be filled, rather than being directed to their own power and to the universal source of all life and all creation, they were instead, what is your word? It is hijacked. They were hijacked by those who are also empty, but filled with fear and anger and revenge. And that is what they are filling with. And they have to go outside of themselves, which once again tells you right away there is something wrong with your belief system if you have to do that. They are going outside of themselves, but what they are intaking is dark and fear-based and evil. And as in all emptiness that you attempt to fill from the outside, your need to fill is insatiable. There will never be enough violence. There will never be enough rage, and there will never be enough. And we, of course, sincerely hope that some of them will begin to see that they are in a war that has no end, and that the only end for them is death. And those who have left the earth plane now and who we are dealing with on other planes are shattered souls because it was not what they were told. It was not what they were told. And we are hoping that more of them can realize on the earth plane, begin to see the lie and the toll that it takes, and begin to see that when you fill with something that dark, the only thing for you then ultimately is death. And there is no reward after death. So even that promise is broken. We have groupings of us who work with shattered souls who believe they have done a fine, high religious thing and are going to be rewarded. And the only reward is that they are having to get a lot of help to pull their shattered souls back together again. It is a tragedy, not only on the earth plane, but on the plane beyond the earth plane. So, like you, we are holding for as much light as we can possibly generate, because this is a tragedy on all levels, and one which we understand your souls find upsetting. And we want you to remember that your job is to be conscious about what you fill with. Do not try to fill with things that are going to betray you, that will ultimately leave you empty and alone. These are not the things of light. These are the things of darkness. So we will simply remind you, even in your upset, to remind you to pull back into your center, to center with the universe, and to fill with light, because that is what we must all do so that this paradigm can end. However unfortunately it might end, it must end, because its time in the sense of the growth of the planet has truly passed. So we want you to know that we understand your feeling, and that if you will open to the light, we will send you as much comfort as we possibly can. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Open the crown and see that above you there is a beautiful golden pitcher full of the light of the sun. And open your crown as widely as you can to receive as much of that light as you can. Feel the fluid flow opening the crown, opening you to abundance, compassion, wisdom, strength, love. Feel the flow of that light into the third eye. Feel the third eye open and clear, and become far-seeing and wise and safe in the golden light. Feel the golden light flow down into your throat, and know that you have the power to speak and call what fills you. And choose the words that are golden and wise to call to yourself what you want to fill and the energy you want to use to fill yourself. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And feel the golden light restore your heart center. Flow into the old wounds that the energy might have opened again. support and sustain your heart, all that it knows, all that you are doing and creating, and the light in all that you touch. Feel the heart grow strong. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And feel the light begin to displace the turmoil, the upset, all the things that might have gotten caught in your body that now need to be released. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace any judgment or shame that might have caught in your body. Feel all of that displaced, removed from your body. And feel the second center becoming lighter, able to hold simply what purifies, so that the power to wash away the things that may have entered your body and your emotions are now moving out of your body, leaving a clean space for you to feel love, for you to feel healing, for you to feel support. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Let the golden light flow into the root and heal it. Feel it flow in a healing way to every place where you might have doubted your ability to create your life, to be full, and to draw from that fullness in what you create and what you bring to yourself. And feel that the root is golden. And feel that light connect to the power of the earth. And feel the strength of the earth come up and become a part of your body, moving with the light of your spirit to make a union that will protect you and sustain you and make you strong. And let the golden light spread throughout your body, healing, centering, touching everything, your thoughts, your body, your spine, your arms and hands and feet, legs. And feel the golden light move past your body to make a field that draws to you what is for you, helps you see that your power is at work. When anything good comes to you, remember that it is this field that has brought it to you. And you have created this field by your union with the universe. Bring your attention into your heart center and see in a place of healing there that the universe has left a gift for you. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,